Hey, what's poppin'? You are listening to the best of the DMP, and it's brought to you by our friends at Hall Financial, of course. Hall Financial offering that Easy Start program, 1% off the first year of your mortgage. You could save up to $2,000 for free. Why pay more for your mortgage when you don't have to? Check out the Easy Start program with Hall Financial. If you're ready to step into a new home with an initial rate in the fives, then give them a call at 866-CALL-HALL or chat with them online at callhallfirst.com. Start the new year off with a gift from our friends at Hall Financial. And now enjoy, maybe for the second time, maybe for the first, the best of the program.
Yeah, right.
Brandon got the, somebody sent us the episode of Cops with the guy who says LSD, PCP, heroin, cocaine. We have so many drops. I mean, if you watched this episode, you would have heard almost the whole thing in drops from our show because we had so many of these as drops.
Yeah, and we all know this one, of course.
LSD, PCP, heroin, cocaine. What else you want to know?
But I don't think I have any of the others, so I'm going to have to go through this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. We used to have probably 10 drops from this episode. It is such a funny episode. Cops gets called to someone who has assaulted a neighbor or allegedly assaulted a neighbor. And you want to go to about a minute in. They're just getting to the house. And this possibly the crankiest old man ever, I would say.
He is very upset.
He is possibly the crankiest old man ever. And they go up to the door.
We'll be attempting contact.
And the door is locked. And he tells him just to put your football shoulder into it. In other words, he can't unlock the door for some reason.
Same complex.
This is just bizarre. But, oh, is this guy cranky? Get ready. They try to open it, and they can't, so they knock.
Jim, Sheriff's Department, open the door.
What do you say?
Open the door.
I said I tried.
Try harder. Open the door. What's that?
Put your football shoulder into it.
What? Is that what you want me to do?
Yeah. What a weird thing. So I can get arrested.
Let me see your hand. Let me see your other hand. Step back.
He's threatening someone.
I got no damn weapons, if that's all you're worried about.
Okay, that's what I'm worried about, okay?
Hey!
Relax.
All right, I'm relaxed.
Relax.
Relax.
It doesn't matter what they say, he gets mad. Anything they say gets mad.
Get on the ground.
Okay. All right. All right.
He got him on the ground.
You ain't got no choice.
Hey, what about these other guys? They were making threats on my life. What about them?
Okay, just relax. Just lay down for a minute, okay?
Oh, sure. Just what are you looking for?
Just making sure you don't have any other weapons on you, sir.
What kind of weapon am I supposed to have?
I don't know, sir. Why don't you roll that, roll over for me?
What's on his head?
He just got cut.
Oh, you guys are all hurt, aren't you? Yes, sir. I can see it now.
Roll over.
Well, did you find any weapons?
No, sir, I sure didn't.
Well, better luck next time.
That was a drop.
We found one outside, though.
Huh?
We found one outside.
What kind of weapon are they? I don't know how it got there. Don't ask me.
It's another drop.
It hasn't got my name on it. I don't know what it is.
Really?
Yes, really.
I think it has your name on it.
What's my name, then, if it's got my name on it?
Jim?
Huh?
Jim?
What else?
Jim, slide over this way.
They're trolling on me.
Just sit on your rear end there.
Just want to get your canvas overcoat, your straight jacket.
What?
You assaulted somebody with a deadly weapon.
No, I just wanted to let Lisa know how she over me.
Okay. Okay. Why'd you go there with a knife?
To defend myself.
Well, you can't do that, Jim.
Okay. Oh, goody two shoes for you.
Okay. All right, Jim. Another one. We need you to stand up, okay?
How can I stand up?
We'll help you.
We're going to help you, Jim.
Why do I look like a helicopter? Somebody can hover in midair.
Good argument.
Well,
come on. Let's
He has a cranky answer to everything.
How about my wallet? Not my possessions. What about my key rings?
We'll get
we got
all
your
that.
Wallet. We got your keys. We'll lock your door.
So you can make a public spectacle out of me?
He kicked in the door, broke their door in, threatening. Yeah, he said he wanted to cut every one of them up.
Did you just search me before?
Well, I did.
You're caught. All right,
have a seat. Sir, get in.
Have a seat. Sit down.
Would you mind stop shoving me so I can sit down?
Sit down.
Damn it.
Watch your other foot in there, sir.
Put your other foot in.
No, wait till you see who he allegedly was going to, he threatened.
Who's the, I think your victim's over here.
By the way, her place looks a little messy.
Who's the victim here? You are?
What exactly happened, honey?
Want me to show you why I was sitting there?
If you can't get up, I don't want to.
I get up.
Wait, that lady? No,
that lady.
He needed to defend himself from that lady?
I know.
Well, she's like 600 pounds.
She's gigantic.
Can't move.
I think her place could be cleaned up a little bit. Check it out.
No problem.
Excuse his house.
On the phone. I was sitting right here on the phone. I mean, the phone was sitting right there.
Why is the boombox on the couch?
Listen to it.
Yes, I know somebody came in.
Would be better on a table.
It was him.
Yeah, because then you can't reach it if you need to change the song.
Could bounce off.
He just opened it up.
He broke my door. Okay.
She's also breathing really hard just from walking inside from the porch.
It's 5,000 pounds.
He was walking over here, and I said, he got that big old knife. I just got the phone and started calling 911. I was shaking. I said, this man here with a knife.
Think she'd get that rotating fan any closer to her?
No, I was just thinking it's blowing your stink all over the house.
When I said 911, he went out the door.
How was he holding the knife? Was it down low? Was it up high?
How you holding that knife? Down like this?
I like her hairstyle.
Unkempt?
Yeah.
Take me in a damn
police
station. Of course I'm all right.
Okay, how much you been drinking tonight?
Why should I? You know it all. Why should I tell you?
I'm asking you.
How much nothing!
You haven't drank a thing?
Nothing!
Have you used any narcotics tonight?
Yeah.
What'd you use?
LSD, PCP, heroin, cocaine. What else you want to know?
I just have some questions for you.
Take me in.
We will in a second, all right? Just relax there for a second.
What are you doing? You asked those damn black ass my whole life history?
Sir, why do you got to be racial?
I like to be racial.
You
That's
do.
My right under the Constitution.
Okay. All right, sir. You sit tight, all right?
Who knows that people that quote the Constitution tend
You're
to,
have to hang tight.
Can be dicks?
I know my rights under the law. It's called the Mann Act.
Up here, Lonnie's going to go ahead and take him. He's got some issues he needs to deal with. He is being arrested for assault with a deadly weapon. We will file criminal charges with him.
People quote the Constitution a lot. I generally think I'm probably not going to get along with them really well.
It goes along with justifying everything you do.
I'll get those drops.
LSD, PCP, heroin, cocaine. What else you want to know?
Are you holding off on buying a new home because you're waiting for mortgage interest rates to drop? At Hall Financial, they already have. Not only does Hall Financial offer the lowest fees and best rates, but now Hall Financial will give you a 1% reduction on your interest rate the first year of your mortgage for free. Why pay more for your mortgage when you don't have to? This is more than a rate cut. It's a gift. Imagine saving nearly $2,000 in the first year alone on your monthly payments. If you're buying a home and not taking advantage of their Easy Start program, you're overpaying. Are you ready to step into your new home with an initial rate in the fives? Give them a call at 866-CALL-HALL or chat with them online at Call Hall First. Start your new year with a gift from our friends at Hall Financial.
Yeah! All right! That loan approval machine rocks.
The Lions are back in the playoffs. Maz is slinging rides. And I finally have more Twitter followers than Adam Rich.
Yes!
So what's next? The Tigers win the World Series and I go back to radio? Yeah, I don't think so. While nothing is impossible, I can tell you what is possible and happening right now with our friends and studio sponsors, Zot Ford and Holly. Right now, Anthony, Gabara, Maz, and the whole team have tons of new and pre-loved cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock and ready to go home with you today. Plus, high rebates, low payments, and big savings we haven't seen in a couple of years. Don't forget, Zot Ford is the leader when it comes to picking up and dropping off your car for maintenance and service. Not to mention, with their mobile repair van, they can do all kinds of recalls and basic service right at your home or office. Remember, we love our sponsors. They love us. The best way to support the podcast is by supporting our sponsors. So please give Maz a call and let him take care of all your automotive needs. Leave him a voicemail at 248-660-9133 because we both know he won't answer the phone. Surf their sexy deals and seductive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
That truck is exactly what I need.
Come to Lady Jane's for an award-winning haircut experience. And while you're there, register for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to win an all-expenses-paid suite for the 2024 NCAA tournament for you and five of your best buds. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men opens 7 days a week. Walk in anytime. It's wicked awesome.
We got a beautiful video from somebody that was about sex education in the 60s, and I think it's fun to look back at simpler times. So this is just, I don't know where this came from, actually. Nobody sent it. I just saw it on Facebook, but yeah, it's like we used to watch the idea that people in grade school and high school used to actually watch videos like this. These were considered educational videos. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah, even we had them. You know, I probably had mine sixth grade, so that would have been, shit, I don't know, around 1994 or something like that. And I remember we had an updated one. It wasn't as old as this where we're talking about, Johnny. it was updated, and they were talking about everything that that we see in this sex ed video. But it was.
Did they talk about homosexuals?
They did not. Not in mine. No.
That's probably chapter okay. two.
But this is from the '60s.
Wow.
Shit.
Cool.
Every so often, I get a strong sex urge.
Oh no!
And the only way I can take care of it is to masturbate. And when I do, I feel awful. It's just like I've committed a crime or something. And it worries me, and I say, well, I won't do it anymore. And when I do, it goes away for a while. And I come back and do it again. And when I do control myself for a while, I end up with a wet dream.
George, I'm really pleased that you can tell me about this. Perhaps it's because we've known each other for so long.
No, that's
weird. The only thing I can tell you as a doctor is that what you're doing is just part of growing up.
He looks so ashamed.
Something you probably will do once in a while, whether you think it's a good idea or not. I hope I can reassure you so that you aren't concerned. From a medical point of view, George, I only wish society could look at it in its proper light. Let me at this point make a clear-cut scientific statement. Masturbation is not harmful. The young child often plays with his genitals, and after puberty, masturbation is a common release mechanism for the sex drive. The adolescent boy has other problems, too.
They never told us this.
I'm talking about his problems in growth and development, which can be as disturbing to him as his sex pressures.
Sex pressures?
It may sound funny to you, but boy, when I change my pants, I'd like to crawl in that locker. I feel so undeveloped.
That's not so funny. Before we moved here, I used to go to a school where we had to go swimming in the bear. I was so embarrassed about the size of my penis
that
we used to dread the days we had to go swimming. Even though it was my best sport, I was good at it too, like you.
What?
Boy, what I wouldn't have given for a fig leaf, even from a small tree.
But parents should do to reassure their boy that his eventual physical appearance has little to do with the vast differences that occur at puberty. What's more, every boy should realize that the size of his genital organs has nothing to do with fertility or his capacity
as a male. Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, the size of the organ doesn't matter.
No, but the person who will accept it does. Whether or not you can...
That guy was so bummed out when he was explaining that to that man.
Where do they get those?
I'm so glad you talked to me about this. I can't imagine some dude like anybody that said that now would be like, yeah, because you're getting off. That's the only reason you're glad I shared that with you.
Guy always is in a suit, always wearing glasses, and has that deep broadcasting
the buzz cut.
Yeah, but buzz cut.
The idea that the guy masturbating would feel so bad about it, and then I do it again. Does he really feel that bad about it? Did anyone really feel that bad about it?
No.
You know, this is bizarro, but we were talking about swimming nude in high school, which we did.
Mm-hmm.
We swam nude,
in the
totally
bear.
Fucking nude. And you know what? There was even life-saving taught, where you had to put your arm around the neck of the person.
You were nude?
And yeah, everyone was nude.
Oh, did you ever get a wiener on your butt on accident?
No.
Okay.
No.
So you smushed up against some dude that you were saving?
I remember that it was so... It was so awkward. The only thing I really remember is when got a hard on because he was pounding off.
Yeah.
While everyone was sitting on the bench. They had these benches that like they went up against the wall, and there were just chains, and they came down. They could pull them down,
right,
and chains held
yeah.
them up. And like the class of like 30 people would just sit there nude, and the
awkward.
Teacher. I know it was totally awkward. The teacher, who's totally clothed. Would say, yeah, we're going to work on breaststroke today, and here are the keys. All right. And all of a sudden, like, there's just a little buzz because David Puala, who was being mainstreamed, who was special needs, very special needs, and I know worked in a sheltered workshop for many, many years after high school
mm-hmm.
because we heard about his progress. He was wildly masturbating.
So
wildly.
He had a healthy appreciation for
yes,
what it was
like. Yes, he did. But like 39 guys are sitting there trying to watch Coach Denk tell us how to do breaststroke, and Paula is just pounding off. And Coach Denk told him to stop.
Coach Denk.
Yes, Coach Denk, D-E-N-K, Jerry Denk. And he had a hat and a whistle and a clipboard. I mean, he
sure.
was really a serious coach. He told him to knock it off, and Paula was so into it, he would not stop. And
he
went over and grabbed... He grabbed Paula's wrist and pulled it off his penis.
I still can't
so then he's
believe
sitting
that.
There with a giant rod because, hey, I don't know if it was something about being special needs, but Paula was hung as fuck. And he was rock hard.
Dank didn't want that happening.
No, he was not having it.
All you other guys feel
no, that. No, that was pretty fucking weird.
Wow.
And the funny thing is, I remember we were talking about this like 10 years ago, Triple Threat Trio, mm-hmm. because I think Johnny was in the class with me. Alec was not, so he loved hearing the story, of course, anytime it came up. But Johnny and I determined that at the time, nobody even discussed it. It was undiscussed. It was like chuckled about and then completely forgotten and locked away for decades. Only to come out
really?
At some later date because somebody remembered it and then it was like, ah!
I don't know how you guys didn't keep talking about that. When I was a freshman, there was a sophomore who got expelled for beating off during a movie day. Just
what?
Right underneath the table during, you know, while the lights are off, everybody else
wait,
is supposed
in class?
To right in class, yeah. It
was really? That's pretty ballsy.
I want to say it was either French or Spanish class. I remember it was one of the foreign language classes.
Wait, why was that guy so fired up? What was going on? Was a teacher hot or something?
We don't know. The guy was always weird. He was always kind of picked on, too. And then we didn't see him after that. After that... I don't know if he got expelled
or
if
it was a one and out crime.
Or if his parents were like, all right, we can't possibly put him back in the school system.
Contrary to that video of Johnny feeling bad for beating off. Yeah. But
if only that he'd had that old man to talk to.
Right. And then as time progresses.
Brandon, who discovered that though? I mean, it's dark in the room and who
I was a freshman, so I didn't have the people to give me the inside information. I just know that he got busted and he was gone after that. He never came back for the rest of his sophomore
year.
Did
anyone pull his hand off his penis like Coach Denk did?
To my knowledge, no, but you know, about 5 or 6 years later, when I was graduated, and I discovered that sex offender search that you can do online that has the interactive map.
What?
Yeah, and so you can go to your hometown or any town, really, and click on where these sex offenders live. Mm. And so, of course, I was like, who's in my neighborhood? And sure enough, there's the dude, the sophomore that got busted. It seems afterwards he got in trouble for some other crimes and he had to go on the sex offender search.
Probably because he was so shamed by that teacher.
Yeah.
Because I don't think...
Should have encouraged him.
I don't think they'd put 16-year-old boys on the sex offender list if you got caught beating off at school.
I mean,
maybe.
That'd ruin his life.
I just assumed it was some more sexual deviance he was doing in the... Later.
So this is the ugly secret. Now I've noticed that there are stories out about swimming nude in high school in the 60s. The stories are coming out more and more now.
Uh-huh.
People used to think, when I used to talk about that on WRF, people thought I was making it up or I was full of shit or something. Yeah. Now there's a lot of stories about school systems that made kids swim nude,
right,
even in high school.
And the bear.
So I got this other story about, and this was the same school district, that... And this, I think they stopped doing this when I was in high school because I want to say somebody's sister told us about this, and she was like 5 or 6 years older, that they used to make girls get naked to check their posture, quote unquote.
Weird.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, to examine their posture. And she said that a lot of the female gym teachers were considered lesbians or people thought they were lesbians. And so there was a lot of talk about how, well, they just want to be alone with all these nude teenage girls or something. I mean, it was just so, but the whole thing was so weird. It was like, no, that did not happen. And she was like, no, it absolutely happened.
Really?
It went on and it was stopped and it was like very quietly stopped.
Wow.
And a lot of people had no idea what was going on because the girls wouldn't tell their parents because they were humiliated beyond belief.
Man, you went to a creepy school.
I know, I did.
They never did that in our gym class. We didn't ever have to get nude in front of anybody. Well, I mean, you'd go in the shower, but...
And, you know, hot. I just remember that a lot of the guys used to... We always bitched about it to each other. Uh-huh. Like, you don't have to fucking swim nude. The girls don't have to swim nude. And somebody would always ask, they go, why do we have to swim nude? And they would always give this bullshit excuse about how, well, the swimsuits are bad for the filters in the swimming pool. And so
that's horseshit.
Yeah, and it was bullshit. And it's like, well, why do the girls not swim nude? And I think they claim that, I forgot the answer, but they had bullshit answers to all the questions.
Because they can't have a bunch of nude girls in a pool if the janitor is going through or something like that.
But your sister said she had to do something else that was crazy, right?
And then probably in a lot of
photos, photographs?
I don't think they were photographed, but I think some of the posture classes, supposedly, that the women were photographed nude.
What?
Yeah, I think that's what they said. I know they were forced to be nude and have their posture checked.
The Greatest Generation were a bunch of sexual deviants.
Somebody
man.
Needs to well, sue this, that
this
school.
Is only one stupid school system. I know, I'm surprised there hasn't been some sort of class action, and I'd be delighted to be part of it. Should I lead a class action suit for
yes.
being forced to swim nude?
Yes, yes.
And forced to watch Paula Pound Off?
You could use all of the audio from this show. You discovered it because you brought other people.
God, there was weird shit going on. And that I know I've told that other story about the party when we this sounds so bizarre. We had a young player who got so bombed. It was his first time drinking. He drank like 3 beers and was sick. I mean, we thought he was going to die, choke on his vomit. He was so sick. He had 3 beers. Oh. And we're like, what? Why is this guy so sick? And I remember a couple of his friends were like, well, he's never drank before. Because he was a pretty good athlete, and I guess he was a real...
clean.
I mean, you know, most kids had a beer or two by high school. Right. So, and this was not up to me, but somehow it was determined they needed to be thrown in the cold shower, nude. Right. And there was a cold shower wailing on him.
Yeah.
And I just remember that we just left him there. We're like, all right, let's go back to the party.
Because
there was beer, and we're excited. And we're going to, I think it was before senior year, and he was going into his junior year, I think. He was a year younger than us. And so when we came, we all of a sudden dawned on us that, hey, I wonder what happened to that guy.
Oh, my God.
And we're like, oh, we better go check. And we went up there, and
I think I remember what happened.
Yeah, his penis was in the hand of another special needs student who was trying to beat him off. I know.
Was it working?
No, just
no,
wet noodle.
No, it was not. It was not. And one of the three people that was in the room with me is dead. The only one that's alive asked me the last time I talked to me. I brought it up.
Didn't he block it out of his memory for about 40 years?
It was gone. And then he was starting to remember bits and pieces of it. And he goes, seems to me that it wasn't working out too well. Was it for his dick? And I was like, nope, not at all. Nope. Flaccid as hell. He goes, yep, I remember it. I remember it now.
Oh my God.
I totally remember
it. And then he gets a picture that he had blocked out of his mind
back into his head. And you know what's funny is that we never said, hey, you're sexually abusing that guy. So we were complicit. In today's day, we would be complicit and we'd be in all kinds of trouble.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, actually, it was so awkward. We had no idea, like, that nothing computed. It was like, wait, why would he be doing that? Because I'm serious. I still think at that age, I didn't even realize what gay people were, that they wanted to do that. We just thought it was some freak, like some bizarre... Like the special needs guy had an aneurysm or something, and just made him whip off this guy. We thought it was like a one-time incident.
You didn't think maybe it was a life-saving technique, possibly, or?
I don't know.
Maybe
we never discussed it. That was also not discussed for decades.
Wow.
And actually, I think I had a flashback. Like I was literally on the air at Riff when it was like that. Jumped into my head that had happened, and I forgot you were doing a story or something, or somebody's talking about something. And it was like,
somebody unlocked it.
Yeah, something unlocked it, and it did. It freaked me out. I was like, what?
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Whoa.
It's crazy.
Those are some pretty crazy memories, though.
I know. I mean, it is fucking nuts.
It's a weird thing to have locked up in your head.
That high school swimming thing was fucking weird. I mean, I'm not going to suggest that I'm somehow traumatized by it. See, now, if I was younger and I was on a date, that would be the first thing I would tell the girl. I'd go, I had to swim nude in high school.
Yeah. It's your central trauma.
That's
the way that you would be vulnerable. Yeah,
I would be vulnerable. I would be letting the walls down by telling that story.
And she would love you for it, too. You're so open.
She would. I know.
My God, you're sharing everything with me. You're so vulnerable.
I can't get over how Gen Z, I mean, I have to get handed to them. They are very different. They're totally different. And it's our fault. We raised them.
I guess.
Kind of, sort of. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have to take some of the blame.
How did Dank do, by the way? Mr. Dank?
Coach Dank?
Yeah, Coach Dank go on to, I mean.
I think he got his 40 years in and out.
So none of the nude swimming was, you know, like blowback on him at all.
No, he had nothing to do with it. He was a passenger. He was a total passenger.
Yeah, it was protocol.
He only coached freshman football. He had no power.
Oh, okay.
But the guy that like ran the swimming department, who, I mean, because in the end, I think we all determined that it was Coach Robertson who was at the bottom of this.
Really?
Like, he was in charge. He was the one that claimed that, no, they can't wear swimsuits. They got to swim nude. And so, and he was a real badass coach, like kind of mean. Uh-huh. And I think everyone feared him. And the swimming team won all these awards. They were, you know, state champs a bunch of times and stuff. And then just when, I mean, he was like at the zenith of his power, which is weird to think of, like a high school coach being powerful. It just seems weird to think about now.
Right.
But at the time, we all feared him. And I think we all thought that it was his fault we were forced to swim nude.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, the safety of the pool equipment, for God's sakes. Anyway, this is another weird thing in my school. He had been coaching summer school, summer swimming classes.
Yeah.
And one day he took the kids to the beach, which the Lake Michigan was close enough that you could almost walk there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went swimming at the beach and somebody hit their head on a rock and died.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah, I know. And wow. And this is like, this seemed like it happened 100 years before I went to high school, but it's actually like 10 years before I went to high school. You know, anything that happened 10 years ago seemed like a million years ago, but it was actually not that long ago. Because he was held responsible, and in fact, he was sued, which is even weirder to think about, that somebody could get sued in 1965 or something like that. And he was sued, and I think they ruled that he had to pay the family $20,000, which was $1 million then.
It got off so easy.
Yeah. So anyway, get this. He got busted. This guy ran not only the swimming department, the swimming pool. He ran like all the concessions at all the sporting events. And all. He was like,
jeez.
He was a lot of power.
Had a big head.
He was kind of a power hungry big head.
Uh-huh.
And he lorded his power. But anyway. He got busted embezzling money and was blown out.
Oh, Mr. Powerful.
Yes, while I was still in high school. And I remember everyone was like, yes, Mr. Robertson's gone, that asshole. And that might have been the end of nude swimming, actually. But
Robertson.
It turned out he was embezzling money because he didn't think that the lawsuit, the civil suit was fair. And he didn't think he should have had to pay 20. It wasn't his fault. So he just stole the money to make up for what he had paid.
Jesus.
Or that was what he said.
Wow. I mean, you could get away with crank calls back then. Did anybody call? Just like, ha ha.
I know. I'm trying to think. Did we crank call teachers? We did crank call. There was one teacher we crank called. And I'm not going to say his name in case he's alive and still looking for me. We were very scared of him, too. Isn't it funny how scared we were of people back then?
Yeah.
He's the guy that used to scream at me. He was my soccer coach. And he screamed at people. And I remember being screamed at and being very afraid to leave my position.
Mm.
And then one time when I didn't leave my position, he yelled at me. And I was like, but you said don't leave the position. And he's like, you coward! Like, you were a coward because you didn't see the opportunity to leave your position and maybe score a goal. He called me a coward.
He cowarded
loudly.
You.
Yes.
He made you a coward.
Yeah. How old were you?
Ninth grade.
Never
that's
called
not, that's a lot of trauma. See, I would have so much, if I was on The Bachelor, I would have so much trauma to explain to The Bachelorette.
I really do.
But anyway, he also taught speed reading. And I was in a speed reading class in summer school.
It worked.
Because... yeah, it actually did work. I still use it. But it was so hot in summer school, and school didn't have air conditioning. And this guy had this big pit in his neck, and he would sweat profusely. And he would, like, take his hand in this pit in his neck, go, and he would throw the sweat. He'd throw the fucking sweat, I swear to God. And we used to all impersonate him.
Gross.
People would like get their hand wet and they go, who's this? And they'd run their hand by their neck and go, whoosh, and go, oh, Mr. Molnar.
That's nasty.
I know, it was nasty as hell.
There's one.
Everyone knew about
person.
That.
A neck funny. Pit. I have never.
It was a neck pit. It was, he had a neck pit and he would fire sweat off it. I swear to God.
God.
Gross.
I know, isn't it disgusting?
Wow.
So I had to put up with that. Get up early and be at school at like 8 o'clock for a 3-hour speed reading class and watch Mr. Muller fire sweat around the room. And then he was my soccer coach that
afternoon. Oh my
but
God.
Yeah, we used to make phony phone calls to him.
Oh my God.
And I wish my babies could have the same sort of teacher, the same sort of friend.
And I remember distinctly when we stopped making the phony phone calls, because one time we made a phony phone call to him, and he started calling out names of people in our school. Oh. It was like, oh my God, if he says my name, I'm going to fucking freak out. I'm just going to go, bump!
He's
hang
just
up
rolling
the phone.
Through the
no, it's me!
He was doing roll call.
Yes, he was like reading off names of people. But they were the kind of people that would be phony phone calling him.
The troublemakers.
Yeah, they were.
Like, wow.
I know that's you, Kyle Nelson. And we were like,
you probably thought your voices were really well disguised, right? This dude,
yeah, we were pretty good at it.
He's been a teacher for...
Yeah, my phony phone calls definitely paid off.
Yeah. That and your trauma, because it's done so much radio.
I know, no doubt.
Really, it supplied a lot of
what
people.
What a fucked up place that was. I can't get over all that weirdness.
Illinois, man. Wow.
Yeah. And apparently, it sounds like we were just at the tail end of it. Jeez. I mean, what did they do to those poor girls? Did you know thousands of our listeners have already called Legacy Partners to get help with their home and auto insurance needs? We get emails from you all the time singing their praises. Legacy has even helped listeners by fixing mistakes other agents have made, asking the right questions to get the right coverage put in place to properly protect you and help save you money at the same time. And chances are, if you haven't checked your rates in the last year, you're paying too much. So what are you waiting for? Put some money back in your own pocket. Give Legacy Partners a chance to help with your home, your cars, your life, or business insurance. And if you're on Medicare, take advantage of the annual open enrollment period and let Legacy's Medicare team review your option plans for free. Call them today, Legacy Partners, 586-209-4106, or visit our website and click the link to get started with your new quotes.
Dr. Roche is starting the new year with a toast to one of our favorite things, boobs. Dr. Roche is an expert in the field of breast augmentations. Call and ask them about saline and silicone, whichever one is best for you. And there's still time before that winter break getaway, the beach destination, or the sunny, warm cruise ship trip. Get ready for summer. Getting fresh breasts is a great excuse to get into a new bikini and cruise wear. And it's a good time of year to also treat your skin to a BBL treatment. That's broadband light for the clarity and texture and tone of your skin, to smooth out fine lines, to blast out brown spots, sun spots, age spots, and broken capillaries. And then there is Evoke, Evolve, and Emerald, the non-invasive treatments that do a lot of heavy lifting, tightening your skin over taut muscles, and reduce circumference. Great New Year's prices available at the offices of Dr. Roche. Call them for a consult at 248-338-1110.
For 37 years, Tanya's Pizza in Royal Oak has been a go-to destination for delicious stuffed pizzas. Order one today, 248-288-4774, or go to tanyaspizza.com. This family-owned gem, driven by mom's recipes and dad's commitment, makes fresh dough and sauce daily, and each slice tells a delicious story featuring two thin layers of crust with a savory goodness tucked inside. The result? A hot, flavorful experience that captures the essence of Tanya's dedication to delivering simple and award-winning stuffed pizza. Head in there and enjoy a bite, where you can always find a hot slice of stuffed pizza 7 days a week, or call 248-288-4774. You can also go to tanyaspizza.com. Hey, did you see Brandon sent the little piece of film that this guy on the Royal Caribbean cruise did of the girl that fell off the cruise with the phone number?
Yeah, apparently he's a listener, right?
Yeah, why don't we call Matt and find out what the... Because I'm dying to know how someone falls off. I just don't understand it. Well, I feel like they jump off. Have to.
Of course. Or they're fucking around.
But they always act like they fell.
Like someone left the gate open and they slipped through.
Yeah, they were playing a game or something on the deck and they were going to catch a pass and somebody left the... somebody opened the gate to jump off the ship. It's a joke.
I love the idea that they're going out for a pass and they're oblivious.
And they ran
through their surroundings. Or they're trying to catch it over the wall. Okay, let me write Matt's number down here.
The crew rescued this person in a motorized dinghy.
Yeah. And this is the one that we were talking about where everybody was cheering them.
Yeah. I don't know why they would be cheering them. That, to me, is just dumb.
Once again, I'd be booing because they're delaying us to getting to the next port.
Although it's fucking exciting. Somebody falling off a Caribbean cruise. That's pretty exciting. I mean, seeing the person out there and you're like, oh my God, are they going to make it or not?
Matt clearly did because he filmed the whole thing.
I know. It's pretty cool. God, I hope he saw her fall. He's got some inside dope. But his film was used by some news people.
Yeah, he's famous.
You don't get paid for that, do you?
He should have demand payment. No, but he gets to have all those people go, can we use your footage on his
That's
Twitter?
That's true.
Hi, this is Matt.
Matt, it's Drew.
Hi, Drew. How
you doing? How are you? We're recording the podcast. Mark's here. Brandon is off. But we got the message that you were on the Royal Caribbean cruise when that lady fell off.
Yeah. Yeah, are you ready to hear this?
Yes, I'm so excited, Matt, because it drives me crazy. I always go, how do people fall off one of those cruise lines? It seems impossible.
Well, yeah, she didn't fall, like I'm air quoting, she didn't fall off. Like, she fell into the ocean, but there was a few rumors floating on the ship, and at first we thought she was dead. And, like, I don't know if you saw my videos, but there's like the smoke flare and there's like these two empty life rafts. So, you know, we're kind of like, oh, you know, she's dead. There's no way we're going to find her.
She's dead. Let me get my phone.
Exactly. I just, you know, I saw your pictures and I just saw the ocean and then I saw the dinghy that seemed to pick her up.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it was really hard to see though, because
it was
sunny out and the sun's hitting the ocean. And
was she in your pictures? Well, I mean, was she actually in your pictures of the water? I mean, could you see her?
I haven't even looked. Like, I got home yesterday and I just, like, honestly, the whole thing was just, I didn't even want to talk about it anymore.
Oh, wow.
So, like, I got contacted from every single dumb news agency. They're like, I'm on a deadline. You got to respond to me. I'm like,
oh, fuck off.
Fuck your deadline.
Yeah, exactly.
How did they know you had, did you tweet it out or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we had the internet package and,
Mr. Internet, step aside, everybody. I have the internet package.
Step aside. Exactly.
Poor Matt.
So, I just started uploading everything to Twitter, and then like this Fox Orlando station reached out and like, hey, you were an eyewitness. And I'm like, I just uploaded videos. Like, I don't really have a story to tell on this, but.
Well, why are we talking?
I guess because.
Wait, Matt, can I ask you something? Didn't everyone film what you filmed though? I mean, not that you're not special, but didn't everyone film it?
Cause honestly.
Really?
Like, people were just kind of like looking around like they're dumbstruck and.
Maybe it was like too macabre and you just really ignored how macabre it was.
Well, that's good. You separated yourself from what was going on at the time to get the story.
I knew I was nothing without my followers. So
of course.
I had to give them what they want. So like we thought she was dead. I went back to my room and so you heard the rumors like, oh, she jumped off the balcony with. You know, and she was with her husband.
Yeah, I also heard.
I didn't hear anything. I don't know anything. I just heard she fell.
Matt, I heard she was going out for a pass. Somebody said that.
Somebody
I don't know
opened the gate, and the ball was just over the top of the. I guess right where they had opened it, and she just ran through trying to catch a pass.
You know, I heard your net strategy, and I don't think the net would have worked because there's that bounce back. Like if you're falling 10 stories down, I think there would have been a bounce back.
Ooh, that is a long way. God, it's
right, back to the drawing board.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Like I was thinking about it too. So,
how did she fall off the fucking boat? How did she do that?
All right. So there's two theories. Both are pretty accurate from what I understand, but she was up on the railing, taking a selfie. She fell in.
Oh God.
The second theory is that she was up on the railing with a life jacket taking a selfie and fell in. Which I believe that because she was out there for a full Jackson, really.
Oh really? With the life jacket
45
on.
45 minutes.
With a life jacket on? Wow.
Yeah. That's what the cruise director had mentioned after like everyone's getting off the boat and people are like, what, how is this possible? And he's like, oh, she was up on the thing and the railing and she had a life jacket on. And
but how do you fall? I mean, you gotta because you have to be sitting there going, okay, I can do anything but fall. I mean, you have to be the biggest
That's your priority, not getting the selfie, just don't fall.
So well, I think alcohol played a factor.
What time of day was this? This is early though, wasn't it?
This is 5 o'clock.
Oh my God.
This was a, okay. Yeah. So it happened like,
she could be hammered.
Yeah. So we're, you know, and like a bunch of people were like, and you know, like, oh fuck, you know, now we gotta wait around and find a body. And,
of course, pain in the ass.
Our next port is not happening.
That's exactly what I said.
I only booked this damn thing a month, or, you know, a year ago. Now I got this.
Yeah.
But I think that's why people were clapping was because, A, they found her.
Oh,
because
it was going to happen fast. You could be on your way.
Because we can make it to our next port.
You better get your ass on this boat.
I feel much better now.
Now, when she got on the boat, did everybody go, hey, you fucking idiot, you almost cost us our next stop.
Did they put the selfie up on every TV, too, in every stateroom? Like, this is why we had to slow down.
You moron. No, it was... No, they kept her info like super quiet and
what?
Like, just kind of said the recovery was successful and like she was escorted off the boat the next day in Curacao.
Well, yeah, because she said that she was fine and they still made her go to the hospital or something, right? Yeah.
Well, they wanted to get rid of her.
Yeah, there's a couple cops with her too.
So, oh, okay. So she got in trouble.
I would think so.
Well, it's international waters, isn't it?
Pretty huge. You know, for
it seems like it might be pretty expensive to do that.
Yeah,
all the help.
There's the video of the flare, Drew.
Oh, okay.
I just think, so I sent you guys all the videos. I sent it to Brandon, but you know, you might be able to zoom in and see her. I couldn't ever see her. My wife said she saw her, and like everyone on the balconies, like the facing where that yellow boat is just like yelling, like go that way, go that way.
Oh, because they can see her. Who let off the flare? Whose flare is that?
I think that's theirs. So, like, it was moving so fast. Like, so that boat was moving like at 22 miles an hour at that time. So, like, as soon as they smoked that flare out, like, you could see this huge wake from the boat, like, doing a 180. Like, it was insane how quickly it moved. Wow. And like, so they're moving up on the flare, and I'm like, I see stuff by the flare. Maybe she's okay. And, just two empty, life preservers or life rafts or whatever.
Do you see the life preserver?
So,
I do see both life preservers because they're right, you know, they flank the flare, but...
Wait, why is there a second life preserver? Isn't she wearing one? What's the other one?
I don't think she's in either one, Drew.
Oh, they just threw them out there.
She's not. She was on the other side of the boat completely.
What?
Yeah.
How'd you get deked into filming this side of the boat?
So,
the one... Deked?
So we were, my wife's like, maybe let's call the kids just to make sure they're okay. You know, so once we found the kids,
your kids so dumb that they're going to go, hey, somebody jumped off the boat. I guess it's okay.
And you're like, they're over here. They're over here. And I was like, no, they're over here. What are you talking about, Matt? Why are you over there?
Why did your wife think they wouldn't be okay?
They're three boys. They're going to throw their little brother off is what we were worried about. So,
how would you look at that ocean? Just look at that ocean. Just look at it.
There's Matt on the wrong side of the boat, just staring at an empty ocean.
That would be some pretty short-sighted thinking on their part to throw their little brother off. Glad they didn't do that.
So no one
must have been surprised.
So it was just like no one could see anything, and so I was like, okay, she's dead. I stop recording and go back to my room. And my wife's like, she's out there. I'm like, no, she's not. Like, I saw the smoke. It's like, she's done. And she's like, no, Matt, I see like arms and like, or a bottle or something. I'm like, what are you talking about?
We're watching the little yellow boat bring her in.
I think that's when she's coming back. So yeah.
Is she in that boat? Is that idiot in that boat?
Yeah. She's in the front of the boat with the pink shirt. So like they grab her out of the water and just yank her in.
Oh,
can you go ahead, Mark?
I don't know if Matt got that part on film.
So, yeah, it was just, like, it was really messed up, like, because you just heard, like, two people just going overboard, and then they're never found again.
Oh, wait, are you saying the two people went overboard?
No, there were two stories recently.
No,
okay,
like,
two different stories.
Past couple months, past few weeks, like, there was that one kid and, jumped in or whatever.
Did you say you went back to the room and you said, she's dead. Fuck, what a waste of my time recording some dead person out there. And your wife goes, no, she's alive. And your wife is in the room?
Yeah.
Why is she in the room? Your wife didn't want to watch the rescue or the, was she afraid she was going to die?
No, she was on the balcony. So like some rooms have a balcony.
The balcony? Of course she was.
So that, like, we're just watching, and like all these people are screaming like, go that way. And and I'm just like, what are you, like, she's dead. So,
So the rescuers can actually hear people yelling from the boat?
So what they were yelling down, there was a few Royal Caribbean guys on the like deck four. It's like kind of juts out a little bit. So they're yelling at them to like tell them to go straight. And he's like radioing it in.
Oh, okay.
So it was like they were the crew was like super on top of it. Like it was really crazy how fast. I mean, 45 minutes, but it was like once they saw her, like it was like, okay, you know, go get her.
But, well, that's so incredibly dumb. I can't believe how stupid that is. I mean, they should have a net around the outside of the boat, a giant net around the outside of the boat.
Yep.
So you have to look through a net at everything.
Just like a baseball game.
Yep.
So I was thinking about the net strategy, and I think it's like Topgolf where you have like the net right in front of you.
Yes.
I think you would have to have a net on each railing for that to work.
Man.
I put a lot of thought into this.
but no time missed on the trip though. You guys made the port at the correct time too. That's amazing that they have that much.
Yeah, they got there early and like everyone was just like, all right, let's get the fuck off the boat and
yeah,
you know.
Do you know if the person if the person she was with got off the boat with her? Did they just go, fuck you, I didn't jump off the boat, I'm staying.
No, they all got off the boat. Like there's all this luggage stacked in another car that they like, you know.
She's like, I went back to my room. I just fell off the boat and all my stuff has been stolen.
No, it's right out there, bitch. Lady, get out of here. There she is in the front of the boat. By the way, she's a passenger on this the boat that picked her up, the dinghy boat. That's her sitting in the front, Drew.
She's the only one sitting on the floor.
She's not doing a thing. Everybody else is operating this boat. Come on, put your time in, honey.
Oh, boy. Well, thanks, Matt. That's great. Yeah, well, I can't believe how Johnny on the spot you were.
There is no way for people to fall off. Like, there's just no way. Because the whole railing's like 4.5 feet high. Like, you really got to be dumb or just doing something reckless to
get taking
off the boat
a selfie.
Like
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I would think somebody would be yelling at you if you were taking a selfie on that thing.
Yes.
So
yeah, I mean, you don't have to sit on the railing. It works like if you just stand there and take the selfie.
Yeah, imagine that.
Fucking idiot. God, I hope we find out who this is. I want to dox them.
I want to see the photo.
I would absolutely love to find out and just,
Well, you guys are forever connected, Matt, you and her.
Unfortunately.
Like ABC, so like Good Morning America calls my phone. They get my phone number out of nowhere. And I'm like,
oh,
what?
Yeah, they're good at that.
Yeah, like I'm like, my number's, I don't think my number is like out there, but I start getting all these calls and like, hey, we saw your thing and, you know, can we use your videos and would you be up for an interview? And I'm like, I guess. And so they're like, oh, well, this will go be on GMA in the morning. And then it was on TMZ. And I'm like, I made TMZ.
How long were you on Good Morning America?
Oh, it was like a couple minutes. Like they just introduced it, and it was Monday morning.
Can we find Matt on TMZ so we can break it down or GMA?
I could probably find you on Good Morning America. Do you know when you were on GMA?
It was like 8 o'clock, around 8 o'clock, I think.
Which day?
Monday.
Are you nervous about having someone break it down?
They don't have the, like, I gave you guys all the videos, so like they didn't really, I don't think, broke it down. Like,
don't start blaming GMA for your performance, Matt.
I thought I did pretty good on the photography. Like I had it, you know, horizontal.
No, I mean, but they interviewed you too, right?
Yeah. There's a Fox 35 Orlando interview, and my eyes are just all over the place because I'm talking to my phone and they recorded it, so it's just like really weird talking into a void.
Oh, maybe we should break that down.
I'm going to look for that one instead. That sounds way better.
that's a good one.
So you weren't remotely involved in enjoying your moment in the sun?
I was, and they're like, oh, that's your 5 minutes of fame. And I'm like, God, I hope not. That sucks.
I know, that's not the best 5 minutes of fame. Some idiot falls off a boat, but you were Johnny in the spot. I got to give you credit for filming that. I'm just amazed that everyone wasn't up there with their phone filming it. That's so bizarre to me.
It's really weird.
This Fox 35?
Yeah, I just thought like, hey, I should probably record this just
of course
like, in case they see a body and like I'm kind of like weird like that, I suppose. So,
Matt, do you record concerts, live concerts when you go to concerts?
God, no.
Okay,
no.
So just news events. He's like a news photographer. It's great.
Yeah, well, that's. I like the way you use your phone.
I'd rather enjoy the concert.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, shoot. Hang on a second.
Fox 35.
Back on that ship.
Is this the right one, Matt?
The guest is safe. And let me tell you, people on this boat are shocked. Now, I spoke with people who saw this entire ordeal unfold from their balconies. They tell me it was an all-hands-on-deck effort. The rescue team rescued
for a stupid body.
Oh, all hands on deck. They have to say that.
Still alive.
That's your footage. That's your hand.
Turned crisis on Sunday for passengers on Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas.
After we saw the life rafts or the life preservers and the smoke.
Matt looks really thoughtful because he's not looking at the phone.
Someone just died.
Yeah, there's no. There was no one to talk to. Like, I was just like, okay, I guess I'm like on a conference call or something.
No, you look very thoughtful. Wait.
But that's how it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to look directly off camera. At the camera. The person
in the water. Well, I thought it was
Hold on.
I was going to say so Inside Edition called me and they were by far the worst. Like they spent 15 minutes trying to get my camera the phone on my camera right. And he's like, "Well, you got to boost it up. Camera's got to be eye level. You got to look at the lens."
Yeah.
And like,
now you know, this is the best you're getting, asshole.
Inside Edition, they're no Mickey Mouse
operation.
You're
not paying me.
Come on. Why they're the best news organization.
Ugh.
Just tell them take it or leave it.
So, yeah, well, he was leaving it. So, like, this anchor comes on. She's like, "All right, tell me what happened." And I start telling her. She's like, "Well, if you know, kind of get to the point of it." I'm like, "Oh, my God." Like,
oh, I want
to
see that one.
Like, we found it. Like, no, I can't find it anywhere.
Really? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I think we've beaten this horse pretty hard.
He does have another actuality, so we'll watch it when you hang up, Matt.
All right.
Yeah, you can listen. You can listen for our response.
I did have a question for you guys because I was able to kind of get the podcast, but not really.
Oh.
I was so angry at Mazaway about the three on the tree. Like, I kept sawing the pictures, and I'm like, that's not three on a tree. Like,
no.
That's just an automatic shifter that you're going into single gears. I'm like,
no, it was
oh my God.
It was ridiculous. It was one, and of course, he doubled and tripled down on it, and then he wouldn't admit he was just outright wrong. They say, "Oh no, people call it the tree." I mean, that's pretty commonplace for people. Right. No, it's not. Yeah. No one calls it that.
Yeah, in
no
the
60s.
One. In the 60s.
Matt, do you work for Jeep by any chance?
No, no.
All right, because you had a Jeep hat on. I thought you were doing product placement for your company.
No, I just got back from a Jeep trip, at Drummond Island. So,
man, a lot of time to travel.
Yeah,
I know.
It must be nice being
there. I got laid off from my job in December, I had all the stuff planned, and so
I'm sorry.
It's like, okay, I need some me time.
You find a job yet?
Oh yeah, yeah. Was like within 2 weeks, I found another job. So
cool.
I can't believe they'd lay you off right before Christmas. What monsters!
Oh yeah. Oh, I was so pissed. Oh my God! Like they were just like, "Yeah, we're eliminating your position," and I'm like, "So you're laying me off?" Well, no, we're just eliminating your position.
Yeah,
like, it seems like a layoff. So yeah,
pretty much. Wow,
thank you, Matt.
Glad you bounced back, and we appreciate the sending the footage as all our alert listeners do whenever a part of an important news story. So cool. Always send it to the Boner Line or contact Brandon. Whatever you have to do, we need to know.
Yeah,
and it is appreciated.
Drew, and I was like, I didn't hear anything. I'm like, oh, he's probably not reading it anyway. So,
oh no, we're all over it, Matt.
And I got the right one because it wasn't the Drew 105.1 who does follow me, by the way. So
spread out.
Yeah, because we had to follow everyone who followed us. No, that's an ugly story. I don't want to get into that.
Yeah, you're going to hurt us, guys, Matt.
Yeah, if you guys need a future cruise correspondent, I'm your guy, okay?
Okay, Matt. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right.
See you. Have a great day. Have a good holiday.
Do you want to see his other?
Yeah, let's see if he has another
actuality here. Okay, yeah.
I believe Inside Edition excoriated him.
The person in the water.
I thought it was amazing just to see, like, everyone was on their balcony. Everyone was trying to help. And the crew was very receptive to just everyone.
Boats.
Matt, work for the Royal Caribbean?
That's a free trip.
To go from she's probably not going to be found. And like you said, it's a recovery, body recovery, versus holy crap, they found her. and she's alive.
Royal Caribbean tells Fox.
I love. He's automatically an expert on it because he filmed it. It's so awesome.
Reported the incident to local authorities and began searching.
But I'd much rather hear from a witness than a statement like this.
Yeah,
from
no, Royal definitely, they're not going to tell you anything.
No.
Team is now offering the guest was successfully recovered. To them
wait, our care team is now offering assistance to support them? No, they kicked them off the boat!
Overboard are safely rescued.
It was like the whole mood, even the cruise director was...
Matt got tight with the cruise director.
It was very somber for a brief time. And then when they found her, it was like people were like relieved. You know, I think everyone, there was just like a... You could feel there was just like a sense of, okay, cool. No one died on our cruise, and
there's all the cheering.
With all passengers, they
got the film
board,
to back him up.
Cruise continued its journey to its next destination.
Oh, that's the best shot he had of the idiot.
Yeah,
can we see her?
Yeah, getting off. Now you can't see her. Yeah, 42-year-old woman taking
42-year-old woman. What a
she was idiot. Dude, she was hammered taking a selfie. There's
God,
no
is that
doubt.
Stupid?
All right, want to feel clearer in your head and get better sleep? Well, how about something like Next Evo? The new year is the perfect time to move on from things that just aren't working in your life. And Next Evo Natural CBD products, oil-based CBD, should be one of them. Oil-based CBD doesn't mix well with our water-based bodies, so you absorb as low as 6% of the CBD on the label. Next Evo Naturals develop a clinically tested, water-soluble form of CBD, and their gummies and capsules are proven to work faster and absorb four times better than oil-based products. Go to nextevo.com and use code Drew for 25% off any order or up to 60% off as a new subscriber.
Hey, don't forget our friends at Polyvu Family Dental. They offer full-service family dental work, over 600 five-star reviews, so many of those from being an Invisalign provider, where they can offer you, yes, straight teeth. Adults who didn't get braces or maybe are bothered by this their entire lives, you too can have a perfect smile. You can even see it beforehand, before you commit, by looking at their iTero digital scanner. You can see potential results in just minutes. They've got state-of-the-art technology, also the in-house Polyvu discount plan available for those without insurance. Very unusual. They're an Invisalign provider. They've done hundreds of cases. They offer financing options with no credit check. Serving ages 7+. Consultations are always free at Polyvu Family Dental, a full-service family dental office. Click the link on our website for Polyvu Family Dental.
Then there's our sponsors, Lucy Breakers. What are Lucy Breakers? Well, if you know your pouches, you know that the nicotine doesn't hit immediately, and neither does the flavor. The geniuses at Lucy came up with a brilliant way to fix both of those problems. They put a mini liquid capsule inside each Breakers pouch. So you grab a Breakers pouch, break the capsule, yes, with your teeth, put it in your lip, and enjoy the immediate nicotine and flavor release. Nobody is doing anything like this except for Lucy. It's a brand new kind of pouch technology, and it's only available from Lucy. No more sandpaper pouches drying out your mouth. No more weak flavors that don't last. Breakers are different. So break up with your dusty gas station pouches and go to Lucy.co and use promo code Drew to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's Lucy.co and use code Drew to get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I am so, honestly, I'm beaming today. I'm so proud of Brandon for finding another great fartfluencer. And This is another, you know, give this woman her due. First of all, she's hot.
She is.
Second of all, she can fart on command. That's what I don't think anybody is giving these people the respect they deserve. Stinky Lily. Okay, look, did we decide, Jim, is she queefing or farting?
She's definitely queefing.
Oh, she's queefing.
She's gone on other podcasts and talked about how it comes out of her vagina.
Why did Carl call those farts?
No, he corrected himself on.
He did, okay.
Oh, he did good.
He did, because some of his listeners, who must be Stinky Lily fans, had to correct him.
They just have that ear for that sound.
Exactly. She had done a podcast with Big Jay Oakerson where she talked about doing it, and they did a bunch of them right there in the studio.
Nice.
This girl, though, this was also given to me from the Boner Line, 209-66-BONER. Thank you to the Boner Liner, who sent along Laura Juicy TV. She's cuter than Stinky Lily, and this air comes out of her butt and not out of her...
We need to give alert listener awards to people, because that's what a great link that is. Don't fail to bring the Pringles test into this too. Fifth square. Did I you hear see the Pringles it. Test?
I want to start off with the very first
only
one.
Imagine.
I want to start off with the very first one that I saw because it's the most recent video that has 2.2 million views. Now, Laura Juicy TV has 73.7 thousand followers. This time next year, it's going to be 7 million because look
we're
at this
on the
content.
Cutting edge you again.
Close. I have this PVC pipe and I'm going to fart in it.
She has a long, like 6 foot PVC pipe.
Nice. Pointed right at the microphone.
Whoa! Oh my God.
And then she's done.
She's smiling too. She's so pleased with herself. Trudy, are you proud of her? Are you proud of your gender?
That is amazing.
Your gender.
Here it is again, Trudy.
Oh!
See, I give her credit. Instead of just farting, she's.
We talked about three things to put on YouTube. This clearly has to go up on YouTube, doesn't it?
Oh, 100%. And how does she do that? Like, she has to
this
be
is
holding
an emergency.
It.
I mean, we should be live right now. This
I will
is so
tell
cool.
you that in her bio, so she cool. says that she's a 26-year-old with irritable bowel syndrome. So I think that has something to do with it. She says farting burns calories. And then she ends it off with, there she blows. Here's another one. Here's the Pringles one that Drew loves.
Somebody requested for me to fart in a Pringles can, put the lid on it, wait for an hour, and then smell it.
Great, what a great idea.
Work, but I'm down to try it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be back.
Shakes it up.
It's been over an hour. It's been like an hour.
She's really cute too, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah. Her farting.
Smell it.
Good for her.
Oh. It didn't smell. You, your own fart smells.
Oh, this is
good.
Great. She pulls up in this little, what is that?
Tricycle thing.
She stops right at the camera.
Oh, drive by.
What a talent she is.
Artist.
Yep, I got the pot. Only this time, I'm going to lose all self respect for this video. I'm going to fart in it and then smell it. Whatever.
She sits on it. Hurry. Hurry. Oh.
She almost puked.
Jeez.
I love her experimentation in sounds.
No, like she's breaking
sound
ground.
Quality of
really?
It. Yeah. Bathroom fart.
I love that she's open to feedback, too.
I have a microphone. I'm going to fart in it.
What did she? What is that?
A bomb.
A microphone. It's like a Mr. Microphone. Microphone.
Like a kid's microphone.
Oh, I gotta see that again. I didn't know it was Mr. Microphone.
Does she have kids?
I'm gonna fart in it.
So she's even cute when she farts somehow. How does she do it? Because Stinky Lily, there's something.
She's in a bikini, too.
It's not because she's queefing. There's just something gross about Stinky Lily, especially when you dig deep into Stinky Lily.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's got some wild videos on the web if you search for them.
She did a somersault and farted.
See, she's an innovator. She uses props. She does different things. So
wow. You know, we need to call Methane and get his opinion on Stinky Lily and on Stinky Lily. Now, that's something Methane can't even compete with.
Right. Yeah. Well.
So he might be more comfortable talking about Stinky Lily. This is really kind of a threat to him.
I'm going to fart in this jar and then light it on fire.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Oh, I can't wait.
Brilliant. Hurry.
Oh,
come on, come on, come on.
Oh, wow.
That sound.
Hurry. Sounds like the buzzer fart.
Hurry.
Yeah. They're that's amazing how dense they are that they stay where they're put.
Oh, yeah, that's
they're heavy.
That's a toxic fart she's got. Holy crap. Oh, she's in the store now. She just puts one leg up.
Brandon, she was in a bikini in one of them.
Bikini.
Her very first video, because she doesn't have a ton of videos. Her very first one, it looks like she just wanted to be maybe an influencer. Because her one of her first ones, she's just jumping around in a wet t-shirt.
What? Oh. No? Not by you?
So there's no farts in the early ones.
I got nothing against that.
So she's farting in the bikini?
She's really she's like a running back that can catch passes out of the backfield. She's really a multi-threat. Isn't she? She's a double threat, triple threat. I don't know what to call her. Well, she's like the Slash of fluent influencers.
Oh,
would you say she's the Cordell Stewart of influencers?
Or Lamar Jackson to bring it?
Question fart.
Oh my gosh. What's that one where asses?
This one? This might have been, see, this is some of her TikToks before she started farting. So, like, only her most recent dozen.
She was twerking.
So,
a
do
bit
you think
there.
People were like, oh, nice ass, can you fart out of it?
She rides by in a grocery cart and farts right when she hits the camera. That's brilliant.
It's such good timing, too.
Man, we need more of this on the internet.
I mean, this is really groundbreaking stuff. And only 73,000. I mean, we're really on the cutting edge.
See.
Just by having her on the show.
Right, yeah.
That was thick. She's so happy about it, too. That big smile on her face. Running back to the...
She's really cute. Lily is not cute as this girl. Not even close. I appreciate Stinky Lily and the fact that she queefs makes... Stinky Lily's queefs make her unique. I mean, there's that chamber effect. There's that resonance that is different and is unique. But she's just... This girl isn't... what's her name? Lara? She ran up to the... stopped.
Lara Juicy TV.
Lara, I don't know if it's Laura or Lara Juicy TV.
I want to come up with some good ideas for her because I know she's open to feedback, which is really, yeah. I mean, most influencers I don't think really interested in feedback, but she obviously is.
She should be under the tutelage of Mr. Methane, who changes her into an artist who can play music.
They should be networking. They should be networking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think Stinky Lily can, you know, sing Happy Birthday. With her butt. Or her.
She's brilliant.
Brilliant.
She is.
She's going to be a star.
She's an innovator.
She can fart. That's it.
No, I'm really, seriously, I think she deserves a lot of credit.
Well, if we don't have ideas, I know the listeners will send some, right?
Oh, sure.
Here I am in the tight pants. See how tight they are?
If you're going through dry January, stock up on Griffin Claw's Hop 2O, non-alcoholic hop water. You can visit shop.griffinclaw.com or click on the Griffin Claw logo on the Drew and Mike page and enter the code word Drew to have it shipped to your door. We'll even throw in a personalized Drew and Mike gift card to help offset the shipping. If dry January isn't your thing, visit either the Griffin Claw tap rooms in Birmingham or Rochester Hills to purchase the Yes Chef Hazy IPA, one of the handcrafted spirits, including a 100-proof single-barrel Flying Buffalo bourbon. And try the steak bites. They're the same as those served at Big Rock Chop House or Black Rock, according to Mark. Unlike Corey Perry, Griffin Claw's Hop 2O non-alcoholic hop water isn't all head and skinny at the base, so you can have six or seven soft, because like Amanda, 1986... They're awesome.
That's awesome.
Window World is the largest replacement window company in the country with more than 230 locations. Window World has sold and installed more than 1 million windows a year for the past 15 consecutive years. They have a lifetime transferable warranty, including accidental glass breakage warranty. They install vinyl windows as well as aluminum clad wood windows, patio doors, and fiberglass entry doors. 1-800-WINDOW-WORLD is locally owned and operated by the Sheena family for 30 years. And the install manager, service techs, as well as the measure techs individually have 30-plus years of experience. You can have the best windows in the world, but if it's not installed right, it's not going to function correctly. Every window will be made custom fit for every opening, as well as we offer different colors for both the interior and the exterior. Licensed, insured, and lead-safe certified. Made in the USA, Window World cares, supports St. Jude Research Hospital with over $16 million in donations, and they have a military and veterans initiative, too. 1-800-WINDOW-WORLD or windowworlddetroit.com, and make sure to tell them the Drew and Mike Show sent you.
Okay. Hmm.
There's our real estate sponsor, Christina Gennari, and our team at KW Domain. Real estate has been crazy for the past couple of years, but Christina has been doing this for more than 20 years, and she's seen all the ups and downs. Christina and her team are ready to help you find the home of your dreams when you're ready to make a move. So when it's time to move, go with the obvious choice. Christina Gennari, go to soldchristina.com. That's soldchristina.com, the obvious choice in real estate. And she also sponsors The Drew and Mike Show on Detroit's Wheels, 7 a.m. to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Call her at 248-550-4788.
Okay, so we might as well talk about the biggest crime story in quite a while, actually.
A long time. This is huge.
The architect who's been found, arrested for the Gilgo Beach, as the Gilgo Beach serial killer, although they've only arrested him for three of the murders.
Or Long Island serial killer.
Stop changing the name on it. No one knows where Gilgo Beach is.
Who named it Gilgo Beach? That's a stupid name for the actual beach,
the killing field or whatever. But, I mean, everybody who knows any true crime podcast has heard this story. They call it Lisk, Long Island serial killer, whatever you want to call it. This was the big serial killer who was loose, we never knew who it was, and we assumed he was still alive because these murders aren't that old.
And he was still frequenting prostitutes. Yeah. And he was on all these dating apps, too, thinking he was hot. He thinks he's hot. I really think he does. Because he's huge. He's like 6'5 or something.
Six, yep.
And he's a load. He's heavy set. He is a load. He's a total load.
He lurches around when he walks.
You can tell he thinks he's hot. He's taking selfies in the mirror and stuff. He's like, get out of here.
True. The profile pictures he used for the dating apps and stuff, mm-hmm. and Craigslist. Are like look the worst pictures I've ever seen. Look at the glare off the camera. His big fat gut.
But the other
greasy
one,
fucking hair.
Don't you think the other one?
That one too. Yikes!
Those are filters. He's using filters on that, isn't he?
He looks like Bob Bashar in that picture.
He does. He really does. The hairline, everything.
I bet he's got sebum too.
I think so.
What's funny is what chick is going to look at that and get wet?
Right.
I don't know. I think somebody he looks like he's successful and he's an architect. Money. Oh, my God.
Dream job.
But
wow.
Come on, dude. Retake that photo.
A big, big important factor of this story is this guy is hulking. He is 6'6". Sure. He is massive. He's not in good shape or anything, but he's just so big that he can overpower all these young, smaller women who are the victims.
Yes, and he's creepy as fuck. Mm-hmm. The neighbors just couldn't stand him. They told their kids to stay away from him. Criminologists predicted, by the way, that the person committing the Gilgo Beach or Long Island serial killer would be a lot like this guy. He would be married, well-educated, financially secure, well-organized, kind of fastidious, and they would live near the bodies. And every one of those things turned out to be true.
Yep.
So the criminologists, they were doing handsprings. They were so excited. People that worked with him said he was overly detail-oriented. He was very nerdy. He was annoying as fuck.
He sounded like a real asshole to work with.
He was knowledgeable, but just annoying and creepy. Everyone used the term creepy. And they linked him by his Chevy Avalanche, which they also predicted. Yeah. He would own a nice big car. His cell phone records tied him to locations of the murders. And his DNA, they showed that. They keep showing that pizza box that he murdered that pizza. Yeah. That pizza looks like it's been murdered, honestly.
And he's the only suspect.
It's just like, it looks like he just went and there's just a few pieces that just odd pieces like, ew, who ate that pizza? That's the first thing I thought of was gross. Who ate that pizza? Look at that box.
No accomplices for that pizza. I mean, that was all his doing.
And
why did he throw it away outside? He should have thrown it. If he's so smart, you throw it away in the garbage of your work so he'll never find out it was you and it'll all be mixed up.
Big mistake, because that's where the DNA came from. And the most incredible thing in this story is he allegedly murdered Melissa Bartholomew and then used her phone to call her parents and taunt them. Yeah. Can you imagine how fucking horrifying that would be? That's one of the worst things I ever heard. He did it, though, from his Manhattan office.
Yeah, and but with the burner phone.
Pinged the burner phone as being right near his Manhattan office. Well, no, that he used her phone.
That's her phone. I'm sorry,
yep. He did use burner phones, though, too, and he also had some Google searches that were very suspicious, like, why can't the police figure out where that Long Island murderer guy was using the burner phone from?
That's exactly how you would type it, looking at that load.
It was approximately like that. It wasn't far off.
Yeah. They also, do you know they found, like, his wife's DNA on one of the victims?
Yeah.
One of her hairs, so obviously, I would think from the car.
Probably, although I saw people going, arrest the wife! Why is the wife arrested?
Except every time a girl goes missing, the wife was out of town.
Okay.
Which is, you know, that's why he did it, right? Easier to get away with it.
Question about the reward, because I believe that the person who initially tipped off people that, like, either way, it was like, hey, it was this vehicle, or the person that led to the arrest was a pimp who was questioned last year. So I'm wondering if
he can get out of the business.
I'm wondering if this pimp gets the reward money because his information, even though it took a year, his information led to
being a pimp.
Will he invest in his prostitutes or will he leave the business? I mean, what if he really, like, you know, really invested in his prostitutes, paid them more, got them better dressed?
Yeah, he'll invest.
Got them a nice place to live.
Once a pimp, always a pimp, right?
This story is incredible because anybody who listens to any true crime podcast, they have covered this story.
It is one of the great unsolved crimes in America. And the thing that I think fascinated most people of all was to see on Twitter that Billy Baldwin immediately came out to point out that he was in my class. So it's probably the biggest bloop possibly ever.
The earlier
like that could have been me.
The early stories were that he went to the same school as Alec Baldwin, so Billy's like, I was actually in his class. He's trying to one-up his brother.
Alec and I are years apart. He was in my class. It's
really, really weird. Going back to calling the one victim's sister with her phone.
Yeah.
She was 16, too, the sister. Oh, and none of the calls lasted more than 3 minutes because that apparently is the time frame that you can trace it by, I guess. So they say,
Jesus.
You know, because he repeatedly did it. So they would wait for that phone call.
Oh,
and so there was a story from a criminal profiler who's basically saying, he must have watched CSI. What? What? Really? That's the quote from Louis Schlesinger. He said,
who doesn't?
Huh?
I mean, who doesn't know something about crime from watching TV or movies?
Well, like you
movies?
Said, he Googles everything,
I like
too.
I ask what gives.
Yeah, but you got to be careful about Googling stuff if you're actually doing stuff like that. No, God, if anyone ever sees my searches, holy shit, am I in trouble?
Yeah, but that's all show prep. I mean, this guy can't say that. He's just an architect turd.
What's the YouTube video you said he made?
Oh, he did an interview, which...
Who would interview him?
Some French guy from Bonjour Realty.
Why? Because he's a shitty architect?
Which has about 4,500 subscribers to
We interview shitty architects in America.
4,630,000 subscribers. This one video alone is up to 381,000 views.
Wait, how many subscribers?
It's 4,000.
That's less than we have by half.
Yeah, but we need to interview a murderer they murder somebody, because now this one is just blown up and this guy's making so much money.
It's annoying as fuck that somebody with so few subscribers would get that many views. What bullshit luck.
And now
that's bullshit luck.
Bullshit luck. Maybe he helped commit some of the murders.
And what's a scarf, this guy? Look at that scarf.
French. He's French. What do you expect?
Oh, God.
This guy right there. Look at him.
You're interviewing the biggest loser, and you're wearing a scarf like you're cool.
I really, really wish we knew how many views this had before they knew that this guy was the murderer. Because there's no way it was more than like 3.
No, you're right.
Because now everybody wants to see him.
So this brings directly to my first question. So, you know, can you explain to our audience?
Now, once again, they're talking about something nobody cares about.
Architecture?
Yeah. And this guy goes way in depth.
What is it that you do? Not the architect
what do you do?
Part of your business, but the other part of the business, which is my understanding that you're kind of a facilitator with the Department
there
of Building.
Look,
is that
man.
Correct?
But zero.
Please tell us.
That's correct.
So arrogant.
But much more. Okay. I do troubleshooting, architectural troubleshooting.
He is
and
Bob
negotiations
Bechera, isn't
with
he?
The building department.
Okay. What I mean by that is
he's going to go into way too much detail, according to everyone.
The building department, handle your filings.
Beautiful accent.
I have
you
other
can't
clients who are a lot of other architects.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll handle their interactions with the building department.
Yeah.
Especially out of
city
architects.
Did he kill these women with boredom?
Because they're a little afraid of the
city. It's very possible.
And when
is this anything close to what he asked him? I wouldn't even know. I'm so dreamy.
Suddenly
already.
Becomes not
well,
routine,
he's explaining what he does.
I get the phone call.
Gotcha.
Whether it's an old building and they need somebody that understands and can maneuver the 1938 building code.
How long is this
the
interview?
Building code.
How long do you think the interview is?
I'm going to guess it's like 24 minutes.
I've actually used the 1901
how long
tenement
laws.
20 minutes.
Okay.
Here in the city of New York, and you can legally do so.
Boring.
That's one of the little things.
You know, that, when the guy answers with, "Oh wow, it's not a good," he's not interested.
The building codes.
Yeah, yeah.
They never read the administrative.
So excited
section.
To be the subject of the interview.
Bob Bishara needs to play this guy.
Play it back. I got to know why this guy's laughing so hard. I have to know what it is that made him laugh so hard.
He's laughing because the guy finally finished his statement.
The building codes.
Yeah, yeah.
They never read the administrative section.
What a bunch of suckers!
What decided you to launch?
Why wouldn't
that
they read those?
Oh, that's so stupid.
I just wanted. I'll jump to. Let's see. I'm just going to jump in the middle of here, where he's probably over-explaining something.
Is there a most replayed? Do they have most replayed on this?
I don't see it. I don't see it on here. Here, do you let me know.
There's there's nothing anyone would want to replay.
The end is fucking great, though. I'll get to that. Well, here we are, just in the middle of it. Let's see what he's yapping about.
Through an exit stair, that generally is not a good idea.
You don't want to do that by an exit stair.
No, and I'm not even in your field. And we're talking a 20-something story building.
Oh yeah,
even he thinks he's so endearing.
The architect who I was working with at the time, I called him, didn't answer. I called him,
I murdered him
four or five times. He finally picks up the phone because he happened to be at Passover dinner. And I told him,
"Oh my God, the way people
we needed that detail."
On. People big stuffing is just the most bizarre thing, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Now, you would think, how do you solve this without tearing everything
apart? How do you? Tell us. Yeah. Tell us that answer.
Meet with the commissioner of Manhattan Building Department.
Okay.
And I start negotiating how to do this.
Oh, my God, you're so smart.
Okay.
And I got very creative.
How is he not asleep?
First, you have to address... I got flammable liquid, combustible liquid in my stair. Not good. Can I separate it from the stair?
Look at the reaction shot.
That was question one.
Shot is like, when is he going to be done talking?
Do you still have enough room for the legal means of egress in the stair?
Oh, we're on the egresses. Okay,
thank God he brought up egress. It's something exciting.
Minimum capacities to get everybody out.
Yeah.
So this became a mixing of building code, negotiation, the use of modern products.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I wonder how he tried to make himself appear to be Mr. Big Stuff with these prostitutes. I wonder what he said.
Oh, I'm sure he spun some.
Yeah, I built the World Trade Center. Of course, he got knocked down, but built the Empire State Building, too.
They called him to describe him as an ogre because of his body type and being 6'6".
He's that a total oaf.
And plus, I found the picture.
Oh, look at the pizza box. Doesn't that pizza
Mark.
Looks murdered, doesn't it?
I'm sorry, Mark.
Seriously,
yes,
I think someone should be arrested. Can you put it up on this? Someone should be arrested for this pizza.
Insane. He went. The box is broken and everything.
No, that charge needs to be added. That's scary. Jesus.
Gross.
Was the ending anything worth watching? Yeah.
Sorry, Mark.
No, it's all right.
No, that's really scary. That's the scariest part of the story.
Yeah, I like the way pizza box. This French guy signs.
Pizza something. Box is destroyed, too. He's cracked it, and look at that.
He probably called Domino's to taunt them after he murdered that pizza. Right.
Excellent results. And at the end of the project, whatever
piece of furniture results, you're involved.
Or what I'm working on, it always helps it come out beautifully.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Oh. So okay, great. Are we done?
Kind of that kind of hammer for your business? That's what you're saying? You if have, that doesn't exist, that's what you would be?
Sometimes I have to be the heavy framing hammer.
The heavy framing
which he loves.
Other
he loves
times,
being a
hammer. The lightweight hammer just to...
This is the easiest laugh factory ever.
All right. I guess it's a hammer. We got it.
That's it, folks. That was Rex, owner, founder of RH Consultant. So, if you have any building regulatory issues,
watch
please
contact him.
Watch for
his coolest moment ever.
He's probably going to solve your issues, okay? Guys, you know the drill. Comment, share, like, subscribe.
Are you kidding?
Subscribe.
No, thumbs down.
But in the meantime, it's...
Selfie time.
Selfie time.
He's great at selfies.
Oh, Jesus.
It's on dark sunglasses.
What?
You have the most boring
haircut. Oh, my God, you guys are so cool.
Three.
They look like a couple.
Can you smile?
That is.
Look like me and Mike on Titanic. Didn't it look like Mike and I on the Titanic? A little bit.
How about that ending? He's like, can you smile? I am.
I stand by this statement here.
You have the most boring haircut in the world.
That is a really greasy haircut.
Sebum.
He is so Bashara-esque.
Oh, yeah.
That is
That's
weird.
The first thing when I saw him. And, like, that reminds me. But his attitude reminds me of Bashara. Although, dare I say, this guy's a little more accomplished than Bob Bashara.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bob's claim to fame was the success of his wife.
Well, no, Bob had that house rental business that he really did a great job in. And he had, remember, the handyman, he was cutting deals with him. Gave him that Cadillac that had to be pushed.
He was great at building dungeons, though.
Handyman work.
He was a dungeon architect.
That's right, he built the dungeon.
Oh, God. Look at these selfies at the end here. Hang on, let me back it up. Oh, God. I thought the video was over, and then he just puts up all the selfies together.
God, are they cool?
Those two, you know, could they pick up chicks? Hey, should we call his phone and see if it still works?
Yes. Why not?
And the numbers
up
there.
Hear his message.
Land of you. Did you see? I'll write it down for you, Brandon.
Thanks. I can't see.
Let's hear a shitty message.
Hey, I'm out murdering right now. But if you want an asshole to deal with, give me a call. I'll return your leave message. I'll return your call.
This is a big deal, man. These murders have gone unsolved, and there were, from everything I've listened to, because I've listened to multiple podcasts about it, they had no true leads. They didn't know.
But it seems like they had more.
Hold back.
They had a good idea of, well, like Drew said, of who this person was going to be. See if the phone works. I love hearing from the neighbors. Drew, you mentioned some of them.
Yeah.
We have a number, too, for a guy who's really mad because a couple of years ago, he staged a car accident and sued his girlfriend for $5 million.
He sued his own? Wait, the guy, Rex, the neighbor's girlfriend?
Yeah, Rex sued the neighbor's girlfriend for
five. Your call has been forwarded to the voicemail for RH Consultants. No one is available to take your call.
Dang it, I want to call.
At the tone, please record your message.
Okay, I'll leave a message.
When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Hi, this is Drew. Is this RH Consultants? I was just reading that one of the architects, I think is one of the main ones, has been arrested for murder. So I don't know if you want to maybe change your message or something, because a lot of people will probably be calling about it. But if you haven't seen the story yet, you'll probably be seeing it really soon. It might be weird when you go to work. Anyway, thanks. See ya.
Hey, can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah.
If you owed RX Consulting, like, I don't know, 10 grand, do you have to pay it now?
Well, yeah, you still have to pay it.
Well, I mean, but he's the only proprietor.
If you do the work.
But he's the only proprietor.
I wouldn't pay.
Well, I don't think murder gets you out of paying for services rendered. He
Your Honor,
first defense.
Your Honor, I'm not paying him. He murdered people.
Everybody's entitled to a defense.
Oh, fine. Jeez.
Let's call the neighbor.
Yeah.
The neighbor's girlfriend got pimped for the car accident.
Yeah, I'll read this.
Don't tell me this guy jumped in front of a car because he can't jump.
Well, he jumped in air quotes. So. It was a stage accident. He didn't even get hurt, insisted Steve Von During of Huerman. That's Rex Huerman is the murderer, by the way.
With the neighbor's girlfriend.
Oh, I'm glad
he staged himself being in the accident, but she wasn't part of it, right?
Huh?
She wasn't part of it,
no,
was she?
No, I mean, she technically hit him. The Long Island architect claimed...
I think her reactions are really slow, gotta say.
Well, she's old. Right? They're in their 70s,
I was picturing some young girl.
He claimed it left him seriously hurt when she struck him with a car on a rainy night, January 2017, as he walked home from Massapequa train station. He sought $5 million from the Supreme Court, filed records against her. Ugh. He said, the neighbor says, she just tapped him. He didn't even fall down, and he sued.
Oh, I hate people like this.
It was one of four lawsuits like that he had filed.
I hate him more for this than for the murdering. I hate fucking people who scam insurance companies. I fucking hate them.
I'd rather be scammed than murdered, but...
I know. I'm just reacting.
It's
emotional.
In each of these four cases...
Very emotional right now. Between the kidnappy people and...
That poor pizza.
Yeah.
In each case, he claimed he was hit by a car and injured and sought $5 million in each single case.
What? How many cases were there?
This guy, the neighbor, even went to...
What's the neighbor's name?
Steve.
Steve.
Even, I hung up on him. Damn it.
He once accompanied O'Sullivan, that's the girlfriend, to the hearing of the case and claims that he was making up lies. He couldn't even use his arm. He said his arm was bad. His back was bad. He couldn't go up and down a ladder.
Hello?
Steve.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, it's the Drew and Mike show. We were just talking about this horrible neighbor and what he did to your girlfriend with this this fake car lawsuit.
Yeah. Who is this?
This is the Drew show, Drew and Mike show in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a minute?
My girlfriend.
Don't listen
no
to her.
Comment.
Whoever said no comment, just ignore that.
Is that Barbara?
We have no, we are completely on your side. We feel terrible for what happened to Barbara. And
Here, tell Barbara. Here.
Okay, I will.
Where's the pants here?
Detroit show. Talk show.
Hello.
Barbara, I just want to say I'm so sorry you were a victim of this this awful person, Rex, and with this car accident, and we were just talking about it. And
who are you?
This is Drew from Detroit, from the Drew and Mike Show. It's the Red Shovel Network, and we're talking about true crime today.
I'm sorry. I have no comment.
No, you can comment because we're on your side. We're appalled that this person not only murdered people, but he then ripped you off by staging this accident. How did he stage it?
No, I can't. I don't want to talk about it. It's just like
I know, but we want to.
Oh, and I don't want to really be involved in anything.
Do you wish you really would have hit him and maybe saved some lives?
No, I'm sorry. No comment.
Wait, I don't understand. I want to talk about it, but you don't. Why do you trump me every time? What's the deal with that?
What?
Well, I don't understand. We really were excited. We have three people who want to talk about it, and then you're just trumping us because you're one person. I mean, it's your story, but you could share it.
I'm sorry, but...
if you don't want to share, that's okay. It's pretty rude.
All right. Okay, thank you.
All right, see you, lady. Bye.
No, I'm still sleeping.
Isn't the irony there? If she really did hit him and killed him, she would have saved some lives.
That's true. Sounds to me like she's got a lot of guilt if she doesn't want to talk about it.
Actually, when was it? When?
Why wouldn't she talk about it?
Actually, come on, I think
the scumbag's been busted.
Oh, Steve is not allowed to talk.
Well, what I was saying before she picked up, by the way, so
Stever!
Steve went to the hearing in the case where he was, you know, said he couldn't use his arm, couldn't go up a ladder, so they filmed him putting up his Christmas lights.
Nice job, Steve.
And they had all these pictures and videos, and they but it as part of the legal proceeding. So they settled. The insurance company settled. You know, it's a nuisance lawsuit.
After Steve showed them.
Yeah, they still settled for $55,000, and he's pissed that he got any money at all.
Oh,
which
I'm kind of pissed.
No, he's the worst. He's the worst. Oh. And they don't want to release the video, which I want Barbara to put the video out on YouTube. It would get way more hits than that French guy.
Barbara could make some money off the YouTube video. I wish I had known that. I would have pointed it out to her.
Plus, she's got a personality I think a lot of people would like.
I bet anything.
She's very endearing.
I bet you he did a really shitty job putting up the lights, too. He probably just threw a bunch. Put these on the roof.
No, the house looks like a dump, doesn't it?
And he's an architecture guy.
Right. I know. That's really strange. I mean, doesn't he keep his house? He doesn't keep it up at all. It looked like it was really
he can't keep it up. Yeah. I hate this guy. Besides the murders, I hate him. If we didn't know about the murders, we just knew all this other stuff.
Yeah, he's very hateable.
You mentioned, I don't know if this is the guy you're talking to, but Nicholas was 24. They would cross the street every time they saw him because they didn't want to approach him.
Yeah, everybody was scared of him. It's amazing. Everyone knows these people are doing something wrong. It's just like all these child molesters.
Oh, yeah.
People always know.
Nobody wants to get involved, though.
It's amazing how often they joke about people like that because they know they're like that. And then, you know, when it happens, nobody's surprised. I mean, occasionally, but... not usually.
Here's another fun story from a neighbor. This neighbor went over to say hello to him. I don't know why he was saying hello while he was cutting wood.
Hello.
Probably hoping to see somebody tied up in there.
Jesus Christ. He responded with silence and just continued to chop the wood and stare at him.
Oh, the Halloween people, too. People went over there for Halloween just to see what they would give them and what kind of weirdness was going on.
Yeah.
They were hoping to see somebody tied up.
They would always throw away the candy afterwards.
Now, this wife made them. This one's a reach. I think this person is just trying to get put into the New York Post for this story. Tara Alonzo revealed that she had a disturbing run-in with him at Whole Foods, right? She works at Whole Foods. And have you ever been to Whole Foods?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, I maybe don't know this because, or you need to get that toddler who's really good at taking instructions to go with you because you can take like a piece of fruit for a kid. You're allowed to take a piece of fruit. And apparently this monster, Rex Uhrman, took four oranges.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, where they drop the kids off to like hang out. They have free fruit and he took a bunch of oranges. I know.
And she said something to him and he said, if I was wearing a suit like I wear most days, you wouldn't be talking to me like this.
What a fucking
and
dick.
Then he strolled out of the store with his oranges.
If you were in a suit, I'd be even more surprised that you were stealing oranges, you fuck.
I hope they now go and take a look at the oranges.
Look at him. He thinks he's hot in that three-piece suit. I think the three-piece suit went out about 30 years ago, asshole. You're not hot anymore.
Why did he use that picture for? It's better than the selfies used.
Yeah, it's much better than those. Plus, he looks accomplished.
Get that at JCPenney.
It's not tailored very well.
Sucker suit.
Is it tailored very well? It's kind of loose down there.
It'd be hard to tailor anything for him, I think. Slob.
6 foot six. Big suit.
Oh, total load.
Jesus.
Ugh. He's poor family. And really, Rudy Giuliani showed up to his house yesterday. I don't know.
No, what is up? What is up with that?
I don't know.
Why didn't you go there with Billy Baldwin? That'd have been cool.
Well, maybe Giuliani.
Bloop, bloop.
I guess it's possible Giuliani worked with him if he's, you know, working in the city and all these commissioners and stuff.
Wait, so what did Julie do? Just hang out in the driveway or something?
I'll read what TMZ wrote. The former New York City mayor rolled up in a vehicle to the Massapequa Park house of Rex Yorman, where the police were crawling all over. So the police were there still.
Oh, so Rudy was looking to direct the police traffic, maybe.
Never stepping out of the car, Giuliani had a conversation with one officer inquiring, "How close can I get to the house?" It's unclear how the cop responded. And then he drove off.
What? What are you doing, Rudy?
He was gawking.
Nice work there, Rudy. Freaking Giuliani.